Welcome to WP Coffee Talk with your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette. Special thanks to our amazing sponsors, Century Hosting, Expander Digital, and GoWP. WP Coffee Talk is a proud supporter of Big Orange Heart, whose mission is to support and promote positive well-being and mental health within remote working communities. Please consider a donation to Big Orange Heart to continue to support this great mission. Welcome to WP Coffee Talk, another episode with amazing people in the WordPress community. And today we are bi-coastal. So I'm over here in Rochester, New York, and I am talking to Andrea Middleton, who is outside of Portland. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Oregon?
Yep.
Yep. Now I say Oregon, which is probably not the way an Oregonian says Oregon.
We say Oregon. And we do silently judge you a little bit, but in a very kind way.
That's okay. There's probably things like I say lilac and other people say lilac because Rochester is actually the lilac center of the world, basically.
I did not know that.
I know.
We're big about dogwoods over here.
We're big into
dogwoods. Yeah. But I love a lilac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, I judge people that say lilac because there's.
I'm with you.
Yeah. You know, anyway, so that's kind of how it is. But anyway, people who listen to this show know that I like to try to, when I remember to say how I know somebody, and I have one of my favorite WordPress stories ever of how I met Andrea. So before I let you introduce yourself, even, I'm going to tell this story.
Do it.
I was attending, this is back in my freelance days, and I knew absolutely nobody at WordCamp. And so here I am. I know, right? It's crazy because I know so many people now, but
but there was a time, folks. There was a time.
I drove myself to Philadelphia. I want to say it was the first WordCamp back in, 2015, I think was our first one.
Oh, WordCamp US, yeah.
Yeah, it was the first WordCamp US, right? I'd been to some local stuff, but it was my first, like, oh, that's close enough I could drive. So I drove myself to Philadelphia. I got myself a hotel room. I knew a couple people from, like, Toronto that I would say hi to in the hall, like, I recognize your face, like that kind of thing. But I really spent like the weekend in alone mode because meeting people for sure, but not like, you know, I'm going to sit at this table and maybe people will sit with me kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I was talking to somebody about the Rochester WordPress meetup and they're like, oh, are you an official meetup or not an official meetup? I'm like, well, I'm paying for meetup.com out of my pocket. They're like, you don't need to do that. I'm like, so what do? Go talk to Andrea Middleton. I'm like, okay, who's she? Well, she's over at that table over there, right? So I'm like, okay. So I go up to the table. I'm like, hey, I understand that you can help me, you know, blah, blah, blah. You're like, oh, sit down next to me. And I sat down next to you. And within the next 5 minutes, I was no longer paying for meetup.com. And WordPress was paying for meetup.com. And I was like, Yay. There's $20 a month not out of my pocket anymore, which was awesome. And then I said, oh, yeah, someday we'd like to have a WordCamp too. I remember clear as day, you're like, why someday? Why not this year? And I was like, well, you know, we're not a very big community. We maybe have like 20 people on average a month. She said, do you think you get 75 people to come? I said, I'm pretty sure I could get 75 people to come. Then why not the present? And I was like, all right. So we actually, a year later, a little less than a year later on my birthday, because I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to let WordPress pay for the party.
We're going to have a party. And it's going to be a WordPress party.
And WordPress is buying me drinks, right? At the after party. So we did it on my birthday. It was the first WordCamp Rochester. We had 140 people and it went really well. 3 tracks. And I met so many amazing people. And that was, you know, my deep dive into community and being kind of a community leader. And so much gratitude to you because without the prompt and the inspiration to do it, I love you. Before we started recording, you called it strong arming. It wasn't strong arming. It was inspiring. And so
I have this way of asking people questions in a way that makes it hard for them to say no. And on one hand, makes me very good at my job. On the other hand, sometimes I'm like, oh, shoot, I didn't give them an out.
A lot of it is encouraging. And honestly, without that step, I probably wouldn't be where I am today with a WordPress podcast, working for GiveWP and all the things. So, you know, I guess I have you to thank. I should probably send you a Christmas gift or something. I don't know.
Having you around and doing the stuff you do is exactly the perfect amount of thanks. Like,
oh, that's very sweet.
Your,
thank you.
Your contribution back to the community is exactly the amount of thanks that is necessary for
that. That's my second family now. That's the amazing thing about WordPress, right? So,
love it.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, I don't think I even mentioned your title, so I'll let you go ahead and do that. But tell us about yourself and what you do.
Oh, so I came up with a super long new title on LinkedIn. Do you want to hear it? It's way too long. It is.
Nobody can ever remember it, right?
It's five words. Open source community growth strategist is what I created out there. But my official title at Automatic is .organizer.org/anizer.
They do like wordplay over there.
We really like a whimsical title in technology and especially at Automatic. If you can't say get it afterwards, it's not, right. You're not really doing all you could.
true.
And so what that means is that I'm one of the people that Automatic contributes to WordPress, the open source project. So I support volunteers who organize our events and create community inside WordPress, as well as a lot of other contributors to WordPress.
That's very cool. Yeah. And you're not the only person that does that, right? There's a team of you.
Oh, gosh, no. Yeah, I believe Automatic's division that is contributed to, we have a whole division now.
I love it.
Amazing. And I believe we're right around 50 people. We might be like 48 right now. It's a whole bunch of teams.
That's amazing.
And yeah, which is wild because when I joined the company and started doing this work in 2011, there were maybe five people. So that's a big change.
So that growth strategy part, you're doing it. That's great.
It seems to be going well. It was descriptive, not like.
I like it. So, yeah. That's awesome. I actually, those kinds of things make me smile, make me laugh. I look for those kinds of wordplay all the time. But I have to tell you something that's hysterical, okay?
Yeah.
It literally took me like 5 years to understand why there were two T's in Automatic. I didn't realize that it was Mullenweg Matic. You know?
It really is.
it was when he said it at a state of the word that I was like, oh my God, how come I never saw that before? I mean, I pride myself on being quick and smart and everything. And I was like, yeah, I really missed that one. So show us your mug. Let me see your mug and tell us what you're drinking today.
Well, it's 3 p.m. where I am, and it's a warm day in Portland. So though this is my favorite Portland mug because it has the little rain cloud, and it's a beautiful, it's hard to see on video, but it's this beautiful, like deep cobalt blue. And this is like etched out of the glaze. And I'm having some hibiscus mint tea
that
I make myself. I have a recipe on my blog if you ever want to go looking for it. And it's super refreshing. It's the drink that we drink around here almost all summer. So.
Oh, nice. I'll have to look for the recipe because I do like tea. Mm-hmm. I have I showed you in advance, so I know you've seen it, but I've used all my mugs working from home and during COVID. I feel like I'm done with like that set of mugs.
Over
I need something
mug.
Different. Okay. I am. So I actually pulled this out of the liquor cabinet.
It's so swirly.
So it's like, I mean, I'm kind of an animal person, I guess. I mean, I'm in my 50s. I'm supposed to be like a cougar or whatever. I don't know. But it's just holding water, sparkling water right now.
I feel like though that glass is so excited to be out of the cabinet finally, right? Do you ever think about cups being like, it's my moment, everyone. I'm going to
shine.
That glass has like broken the mug barrier for all of the beverage receptacles in your whole house.
If that's not a blog post in the making, I don't know what is.
I'm just excited to be part of it.
Well, here, and it's actually an insulated plastic one so that there's a top you can put on it and drink wine with a straw. I don't know why I would do that, but there you go.
Because you can drink it faster when you have a straw.
I was not aware, but now I will find the straw that goes with it.
If you have trouble drinking your wine fast enough, now you know the answer.
I can just guzzle it. Apparently, I can sip it even faster. Who knew? I like it. There you go. Learn something new from every guest. Okay, so tell us how you got started with WordPress.
With WordPress, I was, I had recently moved to a new city, to Austin, Texas, and I had left my job in the wine industry or in the beverage industry, and I wanted to, but I would still love wine, and so I wanted to blog about it. And my husband's big into technology, and then my best friend from when we were both like 20 in the 90s was big into WordPress, and so they put their heads together and said, well, if you're going to have a website, it has to be a WordPress website. And that's got to have been like 2000 and golly, 2010. And I, so I was blogging about wine back when there were like 15 wine bloggers out in the world. This tiny little group.
There and might be really more fun. Now, is that what you're saying?
There's a couple more. There's probably 30. No, actually. some have stayed with us, some haven't. But yeah, so they set me up on my first WordPress website back in the day. That best friend is Jen Milo, who a lot of people know as Jane Wells, who was a leader in WordPress Core forever. Yeah, so that's, and I still have the blog today. It's called winescamp.com. And I still write wine from time to time.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So, okay, so that's how you got started with WordPress. Mm-hmm. When did you join Automattic?
I joined Automattic in 2011. So actually, I had had that website for a lot longer. I don't know my own story, Michelle.
It's okay. The year is irrelevant to the, it's just that you had a wine, well, you
I
were
had
probably
a wine blog, like, yeah, a long time.
You might have been drinking when you built it, so you don't remember what year it was.
Very possible. it was probably during South by Southwest. Jen always came to Austin during South by. So I joined Automattic in 2011, and I was hired to implement the new WordCamp program that Jen was actually had just designed, that Jen and Matt had created. Mm-hmm. So, I had been a WordPress user forever, but like I was not a technologist. And so it was a big shift for me to move from actually the construction industry to the technology industry. I learned a lot, and I have a lot of professional experience that made me a good fit for this role, but it's a lot of like broad different industries for experience that all kind of coalesced into this being a role that worked really well for me and hopefully for WordPress.
I mean, I'm going to call it a success because, you know.
I'm happy with it. I'm still here.
You're still here. You're still productive. You're still strong-arming. I mean, inspiring people to do.
Recruiting, Michelle.
Recruiting. That's the word, recruiting. Recruiting people to do things. It's awesome. I love it. That's fantastic. And so I've interviewed I'm only drinking water and I'm tripping over my own tongue.
Out of a wine glass.
So. Out of a wine glass. That must be
those
what it
are
is.
The facts.
Very true. I have interviewed other automaticians before. Mm-hmm. I've had Cammie on the show, and awesome. I had Chrissy Pollack on the show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, both wonderful people. And I will say this, I said this to you before, but I will say this, I don't expect you to have to answer the questions necessarily in a controversial way, because you do work for the company.
Sure.
So, well, so yeah. I mean, feel free to, you know, to answer however you want. However, like if Matt does come on the show, I'm going to like put the screws to him. I'm kidding.
All right. I'll let him know. He likes a hard interview. You should try it.
I'm sure he does. I'm not that journalist, but anyway, so the next question is really, when you look at websites, and I'm sure you look at websites, what is something that you think that we, as developers, designers, web builders, whatever label we put on ourselves, what do you think we don't focus enough attention on that we should to make sites better for the end user?
I think that technologists have a bad habit of falling for trends. I mean, every industry has that problem, right? But like, it is interesting to me how, like, how frequently people want to design a site or implement a site in a way that either shows that they're up on the latest or that demonstrates their own skills or kind of philosophies. And frequently there's really no integral reason to do that. And so like what I really admire in a builder or a dev or a designer, anyone doing creative work for other people, because all of those roles are creative work, are people who can be the facilitator of the vision of the client without without editing too deeply. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And the, when you first said that, I was thinking about the first time that I was like, parallax. Ooh, I could really use that. And my homepage had 5 parallax sections. And then I stepped back and I was like, I'm slightly nauseated looking at my own site. So maybe I should edit down a little bit.
It's just strange to me that there are fashions in web design, you know, like I can't, and I remember when I first took this job and someone would look at a site and like, it's a WordPress site. I bet it was designed in like 2009. Yeah. And I was like, how do you know that? And I can do that now. And I can do it because the aesthetic changes.
Yeah.
Fairly predictably, and I notice it because I like soak in the internet all the time, right? But does it really need to? Like, is it, have the needs of people using websites changed? Do they change that much from year to year? Really? So anyway, that's me.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I used to call it clothes for the internet, right?
Yeah.
So is your website out of design? It's like, is it still wearing the Dayglow windbreaker that I wore in the 80s? No, right. It shouldn't be, right? So,
and I advocate, I mean, I get the point of like wanting to kind of dress your client in a way that speaks, that makes them look professional. Right. But I do think people have a bad habit of saying, well, this is hot right now. Mm-hmm. So this is what you need, right? So like being able to dress the client in the way that they want to present rather than the way you want them to present, like that's complex.
My new favorite thing is I can actually identify the theme sometimes just by looking. And I'm not talking 2018, 2019. I'm not talking those themes. I'm talking like, oh, that's Astra. Oh, that's Jimmy. That's some Beaver Builder
that's
site.
That's beyond me. I can't do that.
I guess, you know what, I'm in it all day, every day with our customers. So it's a little bit different, but, or I'll say that's Divi Blue. That must be a Divi site. And I'll look at it like I was right.
That's what I use. What WP theme is that.com for?
I do too sometimes, but to verify that I was right. And sometimes when I'm wrong, I'm like, how dare they use that hex color? they surprise me. What's something that you wish you had known earlier in your WordPress journey that might have made your life a little bit easier?
Gosh, that's a toughie. I wish, well, for the past like 10 years, I wish that I had actually been disciplined about learning CSS because it makes you so much more powerful with WordPress. And I just kind of never have. I've been super lazy about it. So I'm kind of stoked about full site editing because like, I would really like if I can get out of WordPress without ever having to learn code, I'm in. I feel like that's a victory for me. And then like, I think like if I had realized earlier kind of how WordPress community members have kind of a reciprocal sense of identity with WordPress, I think my first like 4 years of work would have been a little different. Maybe three. I think I cottoned on later than I wanted to, but earlier than maybe I give myself credit for. But yeah.
No, that's good though. It is interesting the things that we look back and say, how come I didn't know? You know,
and mean to me about that. I mean, like, once I didn't figured know out, what... I'm like, why did I not know this for my entire life?
I attended the Rochester meetup for 2 years before I knew that there was a greater WordPress community. I thought it was just something local. I had no idea. And somebody said, oh, you should go to WordCamp Buffalo. I said, what's a WordCamp? Mm-hmm. You know? So like,
everybody has that. Yeah.
I posted on my first, on Facebook, my first WordCamp that I was at WordPress camp because I didn't even know like what it was called at the time, you know? Yeah. So
you got all the words in. You just added the press.
I just added a few. It's all good. People do what I was talking about.
Yes.
But I still laugh at that. It's like how young and naive I was 5 years ago. Anyway, you have attended a lot of WordCamps and you mentor camps and all of that kind of stuff. So your answer might be a little different than other people's in this because of the level at which you're involved. But when you think back over all the different WordPress events that you attend, meetups, camps, what have you, is there a moment or two where something was just truly inspirational to you? And what was it? I mean, other than inspiring me to have WordCamp Rochester.
Well, a little bit that, Michelle, I have to say, like, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing this for 9 years now. In fact, my 9-year anniversary was just about a week or so ago.
Oh, happy anniversary.
I'm old. And over the past like 3 or 4 years, I've had people come to me and tell me essentially like, hey, you know, that interaction with you was my springboard. Yeah. And I mean, it's a personal failing, I'm sure, but I don't see that in the works. Like that is my goal, but I don't frequently like stop and be like, all right, check at the end of every event. And so like I've had like the effect I've had just a few words here and there on people in the community kind of reflected back to me a number of times in all of the WordCamps I've been to recently. And that is super, super touching. And it just reminds me of like the power of a few words of encouragement or like a couple sentences saying like, hey, you know, I think you have potential and I think you could make an amazing impact. And I know you can do it if you want to do it. Like that, can really change things for people. And that feels great. So that's like about me, right? But like, I will say that like one of my favorite things to do at a WordCamp is just kind of stop and like fade into the background a little bit and just kind of watch like I'm a fly on the wall and just like look and see people making the connections and having those moments where they're like, wait, I am this. This is me. I belong here. This is a place that I have a right to be and I'm welcome. And that is like that. That's the thing that makes it all worth it, right? Like that is a wonderful, wonderful feeling that knowing that people are finding that sense of belonging in a community that you care a lot about, that you know will take care of them, right?
Yes.
So, yeah.
I've often said to even my family members that I kind of defy you outside of maybe a church type organization. And I'm not stating that WordPress is a religion. Yep. I'm not making that comparison, but like a church is global, right? So many churches are global. And so you belong to the Catholic Church as a global community.
Yeah.
But I defy you to find a tech-based global community that cares for its members the way that we do.
I tend to agree. Like, yeah, there's something unusual and something unique about this global community that we all nurture and feed, and it really makes a difference in a lot of people's lives every day, and that means a lot to me.
And I can see that in you. And the caring and shepherding and tending that you do to the community, I think really is inspirational in many ways. And I joke about, you know, that first meeting or whatever, but in true reality, you know, how you interact with people is really, really meaningful.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for what you do. Absolutely. So the next thing I want to talk about is something super exciting that I know that this is going to be out like a month or two of this episode. So it'll be old news by then, but it's brand new news right now. Is that, so we have the next two releases for WordPress, our 5.5 and 5.6. Mm-hmm. And the 5.6 release is an all-female identifying release squad.
Wonderful.
And I am so super excited about that.
Me too.
Mostly because I'm on the squad. So.
Yay.
Yay. I mean, pretty much you just have to go, me, and they're like, nobody's going to be like, not you, right? I mean, it's not that kind of community. So it's not like I was handpicked out of thousands of other girls.
But I mean, we definitely, like, we are a, you got to raise your hand first, but like, there's plenty of work to go around, so.
Absolutely. But by the same token, it's not like thousands of people said me either. So,
true.
You know, yeah, it's going to be a fun, exciting, overwhelming, scary, you know, whatever. At times, I'm guessing, you know, like those moments of panic or whatever. But I'm super excited about it. What do you think about the female aspect of, you know, the WordPress community? And mm-hmm. I mean, I know that I watched from the first WordCamp I went to 5 or 6 years ago to the current one, you know, mm-hmm. from it to being about 30% women attendee to 50% or more sometimes. So tell us a little bit about that. Your thoughts on that.
Yeah. So, I mean, ever since I got started kind of working with organizers in WordPress, I've been talking to organizers about like, hey, let's take a look at your roster, because, you know, if you have women speaking, then more women will attend, and then more women will speak, and more women will have leadership. Mm-hmm. And not just women, like anyone traditionally marginalized right. in tech. And so we've been working that for a long time. It was more controversial in 2011 than it is now, thankfully. Sure. Due to the work of a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, like, I think we have made great strides in representation of people from marginalized groups in certain teams in WordPress. But we have had precious few women in leadership in core. And I think when Josefa, like, put that, I think the idea out there, like in a tweet, and the response was just overwhelming. Like, people were like, I would be in for that.
Mm-hmm. I replied to that tweet. It was exciting.
Yeah. And you know, and it's interesting to think about, like, the fact that so many women felt safe to raise their hands for mm-hmm. that. Right. So, like, mm-hmm. regardless of the fact that, like, we have never had anywhere close to 50-50 representation of gender or women and men in leadership and core, or even contributing to core ever since WordPress was WordPress. We have, I think, over the years, worked very diligently to create an environment that made it possible for enough mm-hmm. women to say, I feel safe in taking the leap, and I'm yeah. going to give it a try, right? And mm-hmm. hopefully what everyone's thinking is the worst that happens is I go back to the teams that I'm already a productive contributor in, mm-hmm. right? But like, they know that everyone knows that, like, if they don't like it, or if it was hard in a way they didn't like relish or something, or they loved it, but then like, but this is what I care about the most, like, that there's still a place, right? Yeah. But like, yeah. but I don't think, I mean, I think the potential, candidly, the statement it makes in open source mm-hmm. is going to be, I think, very important, because, like, I think yeah. WordPress is a leader in open source projects in a lot of ways that we don't brag about very often, because mm-hmm. we are humble and we believe in humility, but right. that sets a great model for other projects. So I couldn't be more excited about it. I'm very grateful to all the women who are like, I'm game. Let's try.
Coach.
And like 5.6 is going to be a really consequential release too. So yeah. Like, I'm super excited about how everyone's going to go forward with that. You know, like there's just, I couldn't be more pleased about this whole thing. I'm really jealous.
My biggest moment of excitement was you don't have to code to be part of the release squad. Cause I know CSS and that's the code I know. I don't know PHP and JavaScript and all that other stuff. Certainly don't know React or anything. I mean, I don't even know what React looks like. I know what PHP and JavaScript looks like. I haven't, right? I mean, yeah. So
in Greek, I don't know.
But so it was exciting that, you know, there are other people involved. So I interviewed Francesca Morano for WP Coffee Talk. And I said, you know, how did you get involved? She's like, well, I don't code at all. And I was surprised because I was like, how are you leading the release? She says, because I get to be the shouty lady. I'm like, I can be a shouty lady. Big voice. So I was like, yep, okay, put me in. That's very exciting.
I think honestly, like the thing that makes me the most excited and that like for me is one of the shining stars of my professional career is that the work that we do in WordPress community is really the work of inspiring and growing leaders. And you can be a very effective leader in technology without knowing a lick of code. And you can really get stuff done without being a developer. And so the fact that like the community team has been recruiting and enabling and empowering and training leaders for so many years, I think it means, I mean, and I've always hoped it would mean, but it seems like it might be true that like we are growing this pool of people who feel comfortable in doing that work of setting a vision and doing the hard work of communicating in an ethical way and bringing people together in consensus and working transparently. Like that's all I want to do in the world. Like with that kind of leader, just like thick on the ground in the world, we can get a lot done, right?
Absolutely. So, yeah. Absolutely. Very exciting stuff. I mean, super exciting stuff for sure. I'm trying to be conscious of our time, but I'll tell you just a quick little story is, my father has an engineering company and there was a time when I right out of college, I was the secretary for the engineering company. And everybody evaluated everybody else. And one of the scores was on your technical abilities. And the engineers, who were all men, I was the only woman in the company, rated me very poorly because I wasn't an engineer until they realized that I should be rated on the technical ability for my job, not for their job, right? So, but it was a lesson early on in understanding people's ability that brings back the whole thing that if you evaluate a fish on its ability to climb a tree, it's going to score very poorly or whatever that thing is. But my father also didn't really think that I was capable of being a technical person. And so now I speak at WordCamps all over the place. I've been on summits and, you know, we're doing a panel this Sunday on at WordCamp Kent. And all of a sudden my dad's like, hey, can you fix this PowerPoint for me? And I need this logo fixed. Can you do something with that for me? And you want to build us a website? And I'm like, okay. Oh, I can get right on that for you.
Great.
So even like the diehard, like, oh, she's a girl, she can't do that, is now convinced because of the community, basically, and the way that we can all embrace our roles within it. So very cool. And, that's, you know, wonderful. Thank you for being a part of that.
Happy to.
So. Going to move into our rapid fire questions.
All right.
I always say this part just so every guest knows, I ask them rapidly, take the time you need to answer them.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You don't have to like fire them out there real fast.
I would have assumed that I had to answer them fast. So thanks.
See? Instruction is a good thing. For
it
sure.
is. I like it.
So what are two or three plugins that you would recommend to somebody building their own website?
I am, I usually go to other people and I say, I need a plugin for this. What's the best one? But the kinds of plugins I recommend at base minimum, depending on what you want to do with your website, right?
Of course.
You need a spam dealing with plugin, some way to avoid spam. I believe everyone uses Akismet. That's probably the right choice. That's what I've used forever. And it works great.
And it's comes mostly shipped with most of the WordPress installs anyway. Right. So, it's right there.
You don't have to add anything to your site and get scared.
It's like, oh, what's this? It'll work.
Yeah. So I'm in for that. Like, easy is my bread and butter. I have had a site of mine hacked before, so I definitely recommend a backup plugin of some sort. And then, I mean, I'll be real straight. I use Jetpack. I don't use all of the stuff in Jetpack, but like the publicized stuff and the, you know, the galleries and the all the CDN stuff is great.
It's pretty powerful.
And I know that it's maintained and kept up with, you know, like, and I know that no one's going to like forget about updating Jetpack anytime soon. Right. So like,
they better not, or heads will roll.
I am a very set it and forget it person when it comes to technology. I just want it to work on its own. So when I look for a plugin, I'm like, who is not going to abandon this? Which plugins are going to be maintained forever? Great. You're the one.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
That's great. Do you have a mentor, or at any point in time during your WordPress journey, have you had a mentor, whether it was official or somebody that either took you under their wing, somebody that you looked up to, and who was it?
Jen Milo. She taught me, like she basically downloaded a portion of her brain into me. We worked very, very closely for 5 years. It was very humbling. She's incredibly, incredibly smart. And I would not be the community professional I am today without her spending a ton of time helping me figure things out.
That's awesome. It's so good to have somebody that you can rely on for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, the next question is, first, let me tell you that you have been the answer to some people's when I've asked this question before. You've come up more than once, and the community team has come up as a whole before too. Nice. And the question is, who is somebody in the WordPress community that you admire and why?
There are too many people to count. And if I mentioned one, I would feel bad because I didn't mention somebody else. So I will tell you the type of person in the community I admire.
That's perfect.
What I admire in this community is the kind of person who looks around and says, that could be better, or that needs doing, and I've got a little time to do it. And who steps in and says, hey, if y'all want this help, it's available. And the kind of person who puts the needs of the group above their personal needs, which is foundational for building the kind of community that we're trying to build, which is one where a rising tide lifts all boats. Yes. And I really admire our objectors. I know that like people talk smack about WP drama or whatever, but like if we're going to build good software, if we're going to build good programs, we got to hear from people for whom the stuff doesn't work well. So like, I really admire people who can disagree in a cordial and gracious way. And I really cherish those people.
You don't polish a stone with cotton.
Right. You don't.
So but you also need some friction to make things
But work. You don't polish it with a sledgehammer either, right? Like
exactly.
there's a balance there. And the people with whom I'm like, we disagree on this, but we like each other. We just don't agree on this thing. It doesn't mean we're bad people. Right. Are the people that I just really love to be with.
Agreed. Absolutely. What's something that you'd like to learn in WordPress, but that you haven't tackled yet?
I mean, it would be nice to know CSS, I guess. It feels like every time I'm like, I really wish the site did this. People are like, oh, with a little CSS. I'm like, ah, fine. You know, and I like being self-sufficient. So
it might be nice. I could do a Zoom video with you in half an hour. I'd have you understanding CSS. So let's set it up.
Okay, fine. I don't, it's retention, Michelle. At this age, it's retention. Like if I need it, I'll use it, but
I paid somebody for an hour of their time 6 years ago because I didn't understand how to use it. It was the best $150 I ever spent because then I had an understanding of how to use it. So
I've taken classes before and just in one ear, and then I don't use it for anything. So it doesn't stick. For the things that I use things for.
Yeah.
Maybe like, you know, I should learn this, and I bet I would use it. I would like to learn how to translate WordPress. I speak Spanish, somewhat fluently. I lived in Mexico for about 5 years. My spoken Spanish is much better than my written Spanish. So maybe I wouldn't be a good candidate, but like that's a part of WordPress that I've never really had a lot of insight into. And I would love to learn more about
that. The polyglot part.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that. I only speak English. And so I rely heavily on translation plugins.
Right. Also good.
It's not a bad thing. What is the biggest mistake you've ever made in WordPress, and what did you learn from it?
Trying to force people to do things. Yeah. And I learned that people don't forget that fast.
She's the shouty lady.
Yeah. And then the other mistake I've made early on was assuming that dissent meant that like we couldn't have a cordial relationship. Like I started this work really young as a leader and like didn't know, it took me a while to like really relish the process of like having my ideas tested and kind of lean into that. And so like I wish I had kind of had those two things really like, I mean, I'm not a forcer to doer kind of person anyway, but like a couple times I was like, I guess I gotta force someone to do a thing. And of course I did it in a really clunky way and then like made an enemy for life or something. I don't know.
It's hard to imagine you having lifelong enemies, but I hear where you're coming from.
I mean, maybe just in my head. It's hard to say. Like no one wrote me a hate letter or anything, but yeah, anyway.
You weren't banned from any clubs. You did not get the jacket.
No clubs that I tried to get into. Maybe there were. I don't know.
I mean, the internet is a big place. It is. This is true. But we have 35% of it. So there's that. What's your proudest WordPress moment?
I think that really like those moments where people are like, hey, that time you said that thing to me, that changed my path in WordPress. Mm-hmm. Those are some of my proudest moments. Like, and my memory is terrible, for interactions. And so I frequently like, I'm like, yeah, that sounds exactly like me. Like when you told me that story about me at WordCamp US, like I was almost about to say the words that you just said, right? Like, I was like, did I say why someday? Because I've said that so many times. Or it's just the way I would talk. But like, like those moments where people tell me, you know, like your word of encouragement is the thing that made me courageous enough to do this, especially women in the project that I've gone to and said, hey, you have potential and I think you could make an impact, who took me up on it. Mm-hmm. That is everything to me.
Well, I'm glad that you are that encouraging person that challenges people in the right way. Thank to you. Get involved. So that's awesome. What is something, I skipped a question. If you weren't working in web technology, WordPress, what's another career that you might like to attempt?
I really enjoy effecting change and growing leaders in large organizations. So, and the work that I do in WordPress now has so much in common with like civics and like local government level, like issues that I might be interested, not running for office, but like working in a government or something like that. or advising and training people. Like, did you know, you probably do because you have had some history with local government, but like people get elected as council people or onto city councils or all these like pretty consequential roles in local cities. There's no training for them. They don't know how to interact with the public, how to communicate with the public, like how to like balance priorities and respond to people in a way that they feel heard. Like nobody trains our local politicians.
and it shows sometimes.
Right. Yes. Shows in our experience too, you know, like so like that feels like really consequential work. I don't know how who would pay me to do that, but like as a like a retirement project, like that's probably where you'll find me.
Let me teach you how to be a politician. Not the politics part, the public part.
Yeah, how to work with the public in a productive way. I mean, jeepers, can you imagine?
For sure. Yeah, might make things a lot better actually. What's something on your bucket list?
I was just thinking about this the other day. It's probably kind of honed by the fact that we're all like shut down on travel right now. But I really want to take my kids to overseas. Nice. I really want to. I have an 11-year-old and 8-year-old, and hopefully by the time we have a vaccine or like a plan, I will be able to like take them to Europe and other places in the world, and we can kind of explore that together. I would really like to do that.
That would be fun. And I would love to see all the pictures you post on Facebook when you do it. I mean, I enjoyed your camping trip last year.
It was a very good camping trip.
You made some pretty awesome food. I like your camper. Not a stalker. You put it out publicly.
I do. No, I do. That stuff I'm secretive about.
I'm just like anybody else like listening. It's not like I'm not stalking her. She really does put it out there publicly. Like, that time you made the hamburgers? No, I'm kidding. Oh my goodness. Show us or tell us about a hidden talent that you have that the WordPress community might not know about. Mm-hmm, one of my favorite questions. And somebody picked up a saxophone and actually play saxophone for me recently.
I can't show you. I should have prepared for this. I am a certified wine specialist and a wine educator. So I have in the past taught classes on wine tasting and and about wine. I also have taught tequila tasting, tequila classes back in the day when I was a beverage rep. But yeah, so I'm pretty darn good at teaching people how to detect scents in certain wines and more than anything, like what kind of wines they enjoy, which is like my whole philosophy is that wine exists to please you. And if you don't like it, it's not because you're dumb. It's because the wine isn't doing its job and you should find a different wine. So
I like light citrusy wines myself.
Oh, so. Excellent. Like a nice Sancerre or a Pinot Grigio.
Grigio is my favorite, yes.
Yep. Bright and spritzy.
And anything with bubbles. So give me a nice Prosecco or, you know.
Yeah, I am a big fan of bubbly. It is my favorite wine. A Prosecco. There is a little known Italian bubbly called Franciacorta that is like the champagne of Italian sparkling wine. But then I'm also super, super fond of California sparkling. So,
yeah. If I ever get out to California again, I'm going to try some California wines. I mean, I know I can get them here, but I want to drink them in California. So
I agree. Right? I mean, it always tastes better where it's made.
Absolutely. How can we find you online? I know we have, you know, WordPress.org, but how do people connect with you?
You can find me on Twitter at Ann Middleton. I'm not on Twitter all the time, but I do notice when people reach out to me there. And on Instagram as well. I don't remember what my handle is on Instagram. It might also be Ann Middleton. Maybe I will check. Don't know how to find. Yep, Ann Middleton also on.
Perfect.
On Instagram.
Perfect.
And can you see how serious I am about building a following on social media?
It's not important.
I care
to
a lot
all.
About that.
Clearly. For anybody listening, go to wpcoffeetalk.com, look up the episode, and there will be show notes so that you don't have to remember that. I'll actually provide links for you after the show is published. So,
because she likes you. Because she likes you that much, folks.
I love this community. I hope it shows. I mean, I absolutely love this community. Does. So, is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we wind down for the day?
No, I've had a really fun time. Thank you for inviting me on. It's lovely to spend some more time with you. 5 years later, after our last, after our first initial conversation.
Listen, and folks, it's not like we haven't spoken between then and now.
It's not like that at all. I just want to thank everyone for all the work they do to support and grow WordPress. And if there's anyone out there listening to this who's never thought and never seen themselves as someone who could help build or maintain this amazing software that makes so many great things possible on the internet, I hope this gives you a little extra courage to make that leap and see how you can get involved too.
Perfectly said. Thank you so much for being here. It's been a pleasure, as always. So much fun talking to you. Can't wait till we see each other at a future WordCamp in person.
Someday.
So we can spend a few more minutes together and see, maybe inspire me to do something else I didn't know I could do.
Ooh, mm-hmm.
You never
I'll make
know.
A list.
I love it. Until the next episode of WP Coffee Talk, everybody stay happy, stay healthy, and we'll see you next time. Thank you. Bye.